Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is your girl Kiki, and we with Love and Life. And I got my girl with me, Miss Mahogany. How you doing, Miss Mahogany?
Good morning, Kiki. I'm doing fine. How are you, girlfriend?
I am good this morning. I am wonderful. Well, I guess we got to get this day started right. We didn't wish our fathers a happy Father's Day. So let's go ahead and give our shout-out for our fathers today. I'll start with mine. I have my daddy, Mr. Clinton Jones. Happy Father's Day, Daddy. I also have my brother, Clinton Jr. Happy birthday, Clinton. I have my brother, Cameron. Happy birthday, Cameron. My husband, even though he doesn't have any running around, but he has some. Happy birthday, Happy Father's Day, Lawrence. My brother-in-law, Mr. Stephen and David, happy Father's Day. To my host of cousins, I don't want to forget anybody. I love y'all. Happy Father's Day. And to the great fathers out there that I have not mentioned, and there's a whole list of y'all, a whole bunch of y'all, and I'm not about to go down my Facebook account because there's a lot of y'all good fathers that are great fathers. Happy Father's Day from your girl, Ski. What about you, Mahogany? You got some shout-outs?
Yeah, give me one second. I'm just going to – oh, here it is right here. I'm just going to, shout-out this Happy Father's Day to all the awesome dads that I know. 1,000 blessings to you, Mark Lassane, Philip Trupiano, Anthony Mitty, Bosco Ledet, Chad Campbell, David, Michael Thomas, Tommy Plaisance, Bill Campbell, Larry Poole Sr., and Alfred Wallace.
Happy Father's Day, you guys. Yes, because everybody complains every year that the mothers get all the glory, and on Father's Day, we just sweep it under the rug.
So, I think it might be a double standard. I do. I think it might be a double standard. I do because, see, now, this is my opinion. Mother's Day, I think Mother's Day is more special because women create life, you know, so it should be more something because, you know it's a life giver. A mother is a life giver, so, and a nurturer and all these, you know, wonderful things. I mean, dads are too, but you really couldn't do it without the mama.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You really couldn't do it without the mama, and it's like if you had a circumstance to where your dad was just a sperm donor and all you had was your mom, you know, your mom had to do double duty. So, I mean, it's, you know, from growing up in a single-parent household, you know, I have a different perspective on it, of course, you know, and there's plenty of people that love their dads and grew up in dual family households and love their dads just as much as they love their moms. But I give a little extra something to moms because moms will overlook a lot of things.
Right.
And you know, like, that's still my baby. But a dad might hold a little bit more because he expected more out of you. But your mom's love is something totally unfounded. I mean, something I can't even put into words. I can't even put it into words. But that's just my opinion.
But do you think, because they had a whole controversy going on social media since you brought that up, that some people on Mother's Day and Father's Day give their mothers gifts and they wish their mothers happy Father's Day for their single mothers and things like that. And some guys were getting angry saying that, you know, she had a day and even though the father, she didn't do it by herself and, you know, she has her day, why make their day special? They had some memes on there with saying, you know, with Murray saying, to the mothers who are not the father and things like that. People are getting criticized for wishing their mothers happy Father's Day on social media. What do you think about this?
Well, is the father present? Is the father present?
Obviously not. If, you know, usually they're single mothers and they, you know, do it by themselves, so they wish them both happy Mother's Day and happy Father's Day. But the father's thinking, a lot of the guys are saying that's not fair. She has her date.
I don't know. I mean, I never wished my mom a happy Father's Day. I just tell her something on the side and slick, you know, you're like a mom and daddy to me, you know. But
so you wouldn't go out and get like special gifts. Like some people actually buy their mother gifts for Mother's and Father's Day. I think that's going a little too far myself. I think that yes, on Mother's Day I guess I'm kind of biased because I do have my mother and my father. So, I mean, my mother was not a single mother. So for me to say, you know, I don't think they should because a mother does have a Mother's Day. And, you know, I think you're doing a little too much when you go ahead and get your mother something for Father's Day, even though she's a single mother, but she is a mother.
I think, right,
so
right. They're totally separate. Yeah, they're totally separate, and they should be. They should be separate. But Mother's Day means more to me because I guess because, you know, my father wasn't around. I'm assuming that's the only frame of reference that I have to use against it. So Mother's Day is more special to me. And then when I think about it deeper, it's that, you know, women are, if it wasn't for women, none of us would be here. So, they should have.
A lot of people say that that it's more of the father that we are actually here, but the mother actually carries the baby. So,
right, exactly. All he did was keep some sperm. I mean, you know what I'm saying? All he did was keep some sperm. But she did the work. She did the work.
Exactly.
I mean, she laid the foundation, and then that's the first person you fall in love with. They don't run and put him in the daddy's arms first.
Exactly.
They don't do that.
Exactly.
They put them in the mama's arms first so they could bond.
Right, exactly. But now they're doing that the fathers get to hold the baby first. A lot of mothers
do
that because she bonded with him 9 months in her stomach. So they try to get him to the daddy so he can get his bonding moments. But I'm going to tell you, I don't think it's the same once they put him on the mother's chest because they remember that heartbeat. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. It might be a double standard, you know, that we're talking, but, you know, the child has to bond with the mom because the child has to, you know, learn how to feed and learn how to, you know, all those first, you know.
Right.
Daddy be asleep.
So would you,
daddy be asleep when mama be up.
Exactly. Would you, being a child of a single mother, would you ever think of doing something extra for your mother for Father's Day?
No,
have
I've never
thought
about it. No, never, never.
So do you think it's ridiculous, or do you think people have a valid argument that actually do that?
I think it might be a valid argument, but, you know, I think it's up to the child, you know, what they want to celebrate their mother for or celebrate their father for. I mean, you know, I don't have... I don't have a concrete opinion about it. I think people just argue about anything sometimes, you know.
Right, I agree.
So
I understand the main point of view on it that you're taking something away from their day. Like there's a lot of single fathers out there as well, and they don't get recognized on Mother's Day. So why take a day from the father? They get recognized on their day. That's, I think, the biggest gripe by the men, that when you come down posts and social media and you see a woman and her kids have happy Father's Day to their mother, they feel kind of slighted because that's their day. Where we know that men, for Mother's Day, people go out of their way. I mean, you never scroll down your social media on Mother's Day and there's not bunches of love for Mother's Day. It's starting to get better for Father's Day, but it's not like Mother's Day.
No,
like,
no, nothing like Mother's Day. Nothing like Mother's Day.
Yeah, people are going out doing everything for the mother. And, like, the father be kind of slighted. He gets a happy Father's Day maybe. I mean, I'm starting to see it more on social media, but I think they upset about it because it's not as much being done for them as it is for the Mother's Day, and then you have mothers that's actually being recognized on their day. So I think that's where the confusion and conflict comes in. But,
well, these men that are, like, you know, hating on the fact that these single mothers are you know, being wished a happy Father's Day. I mean, they have no, I mean, as long as you're a good daddy, I mean, you don't, you shouldn't feel threatened, you know, as long as you're,
right.
I'm sorry, but those are not, that's not your situation. You're not in that situation. So it's really none of their business in a sense.
Exactly. That's pretty much what I said too. But a lot of people, you know, that's just like, you do so much for your partner's birthday, and then for your birthday, they just like, happy birthday. You feel some type of way. So that's why, you know, I kind of get it, you know, because I
know
that would be my whole thing too. If, you know, somebody, I do something so much for somebody's birthday, and then when their birthday come around, it's like, oh, hey, happy birthday. Or you forget to even say it, you know what I'm saying? So I get it. So it's their day and they want to keep it special. So single moms, you know, kids, just take that extra money that you do for Father's Day and just hold it for your Mother's Day and, you know, turn up for Mama's Day, you know? It's a month apart. I mean, one is in May, one is in June, you know? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Our shout-outs go to Cleveland Cavaliers, have never won a championship. Last night, LeBron James took it home after 7 10th games with the Warriors. Michael Jordan! Y'all lucky he wasn't on the court because y'all wouldn't have won, but I'm a LeBron James fan anyway. So that's why it was a bittersweet game for me. Michael Jordan was coach for the Warriors, and, of course, LeBron James plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I did want LeBron with a ring. Michael Jordan has countless rings. So shout-out to LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers on the championship win of their basketball game. All right. Now let's get to the shade and the dirt and the shade. Because y'all know that's what we do. Well, that's what I do. Mahogany just be like, oh, my goodness, here she go with the ratchetness.
I'm used to it now.
Well, first of all, we got to give a shout-out to T.I.'s family. Because his daughter went to the airport with a gun. Jail. Ms. Anonique was arrested, T.I.'s stepdaughter, for guns being criticized by everybody, saying that how are you going to let your stepdaughter walk around with a gun? And why would you bring it to the airport? Now, that's kind of stupid to me. That's really kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's their family, I guess. Oh, that was
I understand, you know, wanting to be protected, you know, but there's certain things that you can't bring on a plane if you forgot, you know, and I'm like, did this little girl ever ride on a plane before? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like thinking, what were you thinking? You know, you can't, you know, unless you have some kind of special permit that you can do it after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think you could bring a firearm on the plane at all. It happened at Hartsfield Airport.
Mm-hmm.
She was taking it to custody. And they have a big sign when you go to the airport. They have a big sign, no firearm on the plane. Because you have to realize there's no security on the plane. There's no, there's just the pilot, the co-pilot, and the stewardess, and people. So if you can bring guns on the plane, anything can happen. We could have another 9/11 like nobody's business. So no firearms. You would have to pack your firearms. And get you know, pack them in a certain type of place and, you know, send them. You just can't bring them on the plane. It's a safety hazard.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the world she was thinking, but, you know, they criticizing that, you know, if it has anything to do with T.I., it would have to do with guns. So I don't think T.I. had anything to do with that foolishness. That was that little girl and not thinking. Because everybody knows when you walk in.
No, I think her daddy is very fond of guns, and he probably was like, you know, bring this with you for protection. They got crazy motherfuckers out there.
But I know he ain't tell her to bring it on the plane. See, I ain't never got caught with a gun going on the plane.
No, not on no plane.
Yeah, that was her stupidity. You can't blame him.
I'm not necessarily blaming him. I'm just like, you know, maybe he, you know, suggested.
Yeah, a lot of people said that if it was T.I., if it was anything of her having to do with a gun, they definitely believe, like you said, T.I. had something to do with it by telling her to take the gun with her. And with all the terrorist scares and stuff, somebody said he might have told her to sneak the gun in on the plane.
Mm.
I blame a little girl and her stupidity. I can't blame T.I., but, you know, a lot of people feel like you mugged me that, you know, T.I. has something to do.
Mm-hmm. Right, because, you know, he loves his guns.
Mm-hmm.
He loves his gun. Well, once upon a time, he loved his gun. So, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I think that was a little silly on her part to bring a gun to the airport. That was pretty silly.
Yeah, I agree. All right, next fool and niggatry we have is Bobby Brown thinks Nick Gordon was Whitney Houston's drug dealer.
Oh, God.
I don't think Bobby likes this young man at all. And I know it's probably because, you know, he thinks he killed his daughter, but there's no, you know, evidence of it. But every time he says something negative, it's always about Nick Gordon. Like, did they not have a relationship before all of this? Do you know, Marvin?
Maybe they never got along. And
yeah, that's what I was asking. Did you know if they had a relationship or not?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure because Bobby Christine was pretty much doing her own thing for a very long time. So they pretty much didn't have no say-so in what she does. You know what I mean? And Whitney was like, well, you know, this is our first love. Okay. Shit. You know, but look at her daddy. You know?
Right.
You know, she ain't got too many good examples to, you know, go after.
She didn't.
I mean, I'm not sure because Bobby Christine has always been doing her own thing. So, like, whatever chastisement, you know, Bobby tried to infiltrate later in life, it was too late. You know, she was already formed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Her mind was made up and she was going to do what she wanted to do. I mean, she'd been doing what the hell she wanted to do, you know. You're not a rich kid, though. Fuck you, mommy. Fuck you,
right.
Daddy. You know.
Right. Was Nick Gordon in the house when Bobby was with Whitney, or was it after that Nick came?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Because I don't know where he came from, and they grew up together, and I never saw this young man.
I know, right? Right. And then it's like, you know, I remember Bobby Christina wasn't really around since he liked talking about it, and you know, maybe behind the scenes they had did a couple of family events, but like when Whitney really got bad into what she was doing, it was always that little girl with her.
Right.
It was always that little girl with her and Bobby, you know, and
right.
then hanging with Bobby family, especially on that being Bobby Brown reality show. So,
right.
I mean, you know, guidance, that was out the window because, you know, it was like, you know, oh, we can do whatever we want. I'm famous. Your mom's famous. Your daddy's famous. You know,
right.
you can do whatever you want. I mean, all nilly willy, you know, not so much structure like it should have been, you know, because your mom and your daddy are snorting their brains out of cocaine. So, I mean.
Right.
You know, I'm like, what kind of.
You know, I mean,
you know, what
kind of. That's all you see all your life, God, like.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What else would you know to do? I mean, Whitney wasn't a scholar. She was a singer. Bobby Brown was not a scholar. He was an entertainer. You know,
right.
so they
right.
their reality and their way of thinking is a little bit different from ours.
Right. You're right about that. You're right about that. I also want to give a shout-out to the ATL. One of the YouTubers posted some footage. They did for the Orlando shooting, they did a rally in downtown Atlanta. The police department helped them out by blocking out the streets because the APD police department is very much in tail with what was going on with Orlando. So they helped them out by doing the rally. It was a peaceful rally. I just saw a whole bunch of numbers exchanged and a whole bunch of people trying to get with people and a whole bunch of, you know, trying to couple up type of thing out there. But you did see a lot of a lot of editors and writers and very prominent people in the Atlanta area that was out there that reached out and got together to do this march for Orlando's massacre. And it seemed like with everybody out there, not just from the LGBT community, it was also, you know, a lot of other people that was out there to support. So shout out to the ATL for locking down downtown to show your support for Orlando. That was nice.
Oh, wow. Wow.
They shut it down on Peachtree Road. So shout out to
okay.
y'all. I mean, golly, I hate living down there because y'all traffic already bad. So I know it was worse. But,
oh, for real.
You know.
For real.
It was
you
a good
know
gesture.
It was.
Yeah,
right,
it had to
right.
be about maybe 200, 300, 400 people out there. So,
oh, wow,
shout out
wow.
for the good turnout. Wish it would have been
know,
a
right?
little more advertised for other people, even though a lot of people showed up. Just wish it would have been more advertised for
right.
other people that
right.
might have wanted to go.
Yeah, for the size of Atlanta, yeah, that's kind of small. But, you know, any number,
yeah.
any number is a great number for support. So, you know, bravo.
Yeah, shout out to y'all. All right, and also here in New Orleans, Sunday they did a visual, and because you know it was Gay Pride in New Orleans, so the French Quarter was locked down, and they did a parade, of course, New Orleans style in the second line, in the visual, so shout out to y'all too. All
right. All right.
Lonnie Love is feeling some type of way. Tamar ain't called her yet. Tamar ain't reached out to her yet. She has talked to everybody else but Miss Lonnie Love. Everybody's saying it's probably because Lonnie Love made that video and made herself seem kind of guilty. Maybe it was because she was on Wendy. Maybe it was because something that Wendy said. I don't know, but I just think Lonnie is holding her. I just think Tamar has a lot going on right now, especially trying to bounce back from losing a big contract like The Real. And she just might be busy. I don't think it's nothing personal, but Lonnie's feeling some type of way. Did you see the video that Lonnie did, Lonnie?
I did. I don't know what to think. I mean, I really don't have an opinion, but I think that Tamar maybe just, you know, laying low, you know, just taking a break from you know, stuff, you know, and just, you know, trying to refocus and regroup or what have you. You know, just like you said, you know, that's pretty much a shock to lose a big contract like that, you know.
So you don't think it has anything to do with her video? Because I don't think she said anything derogatory in that video.
I don't think so either. No, I don't think she threw any shade or anything or whatnot. So I don't know. And then too, like, you never know what people's interpretation of things are. Because everybody
right.
has a different interpretation of everything, okay? We could be watching the
right.
same shit and get three
right.
different perspectives out of it.
You're
more,
absolutely right
you
about
know.
That.
You know, and that's what's so funny. Oh. That's what's so funny, you know. We could be watching the same thing but got something totally
mm-hmm.
different out of it.
That's why I think I like that little show that comes on, it's just a little side note, y'all, on Bravo called The Couch. Because
yeah, People's Couch,
yeah. You actually watch the people watch the shows, and the reactions and everything are totally different and totally, you know, their viewpoints of the shows are totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just watch the movies just to look at how nice somebody's going to look or how cute somebody's going to be. So, you know.
Yep. Yep, so true.
So I don't know if Lonnie's taking it a little personal, but she did reach out and said that she hadn't been talked to by Tamar yet, and she's hoping it is not what Wendy said about her knowing the actual her getting fired. But they have to realize Wendy is have a talk show, and she has to make her stories seem interesting. So that doesn't mean everything that comes out of Wendy might is the truth. She just guesstimated that Lonnie might have had something to do with it.
Yeah,
so,
right. It was just an opinion. And, you know, if she really feel like she needs to get something off her chest, she can always go on Wendy's show and get the record straight, because Wendy will be like, oh, okay.
Exactly.
You told me.
Exactly.
You know.
But I think
she's scared to, look at this, what?
Go ahead.
Took it as what?
She,
I'm,
No, I said I think she might have took it as Wendy, you know, letting it out there and throwing shade, you know.
Oh, but that's Wendy. Everybody knows that's how, well, not everybody knows, but that's Wendy. That's Wendy. She got a, you know, she have a TV show. I mean, I'd be a little shady, too, if I had a TV show. I ain't even lying to you. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Make it more interesting, you know, interesting, more juicy or whatever. And then to
mm-hmm.
what she speaks on, just like any tabloid, you know, magazine or what have you,
mm-hmm.
it'd be speculation. It don't be truth, but it'd just be a little, I don't know, it's funny gossip sometimes, and then sometimes it'd be some horrible stuff. So,
right.
You know, we don't know what's the truth and what's not the truth until the star actually come out and say, yes, I did have an abortion. Oh, okay, damn,
right.
Why? You know, X,
exactly.
Y, and Z or whatever. So, you know, we really won't know the truth until they come out and speak it, you know. And then
exactly.
I hate it when they come out. I hate it when these stars come out and want to explain themselves, but they're talking in circles.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, oh, Lord, you have some politician training or something? I'm like, you completely,
exactly.
you completely not answered the question. You're talking about so much stuff, but you ain't answered the fucking question. And that just drives me that crazy.
Yes. They will not answer. They'll skip around it all the way just to confuse. By the time they get off the show from trying to answer the question, they're confused even more because you don't even know what they were talking about.
Exactly. And I hate that. It drives me insane. I'm like, you can't answer the direct question?
Exactly.
You can't answer the direct question.
Some of them don't on purpose. Some of them do that on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And I think with the Wendy and Lonnie and Tamar issue, I think it's because Lonnie was the one that came on the show right before it was announced that Tamar wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
So I think she was kind of looking kind of side-eyed on it. But I don't think Lonnie, you know, knew that going on the show it would have been that. I think she just thought she was doing her regular summer appearances on the talk shows. I don't think it was anything
mm-hmm.
special. Because, you know, they
mm-hmm.
have to appear on different shows so they can, you know, boost up their
Yeah, promote the show. Right. Promote the new season and whatnot. Right, exactly. Exactly. So I don't know. We don't know what Lonnie know. And, you know, I guess, you know, she felt so compelled.
Right. All right, now we gotta talk about these folks that you know. Oh, the first set of Kardashian bull crap. Kris Jenner is allegedly trying to get Blac Chyna to clean up her image. So she has Blac Chyna doing a cooking segment on her social media. Why? What does her cooking skills have to do with her image? I don't get it.
Wait, what happened? I'm sorry.
Kris Jenner is trying to get Blac Chyna to clean up her image. So she has her doing a cooking show on her social media.
Oh. Okay.
I don't get it. I don't know how that's going to change her image. I mean, she was thot then, and she's trying to get a Kardashian, so she's a thot now. I mean, she just, you know, joining her new family, I guess, of thots, you know?
I mean, well, you know, all of them thots, but
right.
I don't see what needs to be. I don't see what needs to be done. I mean, of course they're going to have, you know, some type of reality show, and they're going to see how that does, you know, leading up to the wedding and everything. But I mean,
right.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's pretty much me. Well, I got another one of not caring about them. The Kardashians getting hit with another lawsuit. Kardashians and Jenner's clan is no stranger to lawsuits, but their latest could have the entire family cost millions. According to reports, the Agency for Performing Arts, which caters to a huge brand like Marriott Hotel and Lamborghini, claims they had a verbal.
Hello?